Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Join us every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. Catch us.
Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
We Wear the Mask by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. We wear the mask that grins and lies. It hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. This debt that we pay to human guile, with torn and bleeding hearts, we smile and mouth with myriad subtleties. Why should the world be overwise and counting all our tears and sighs? Nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask. We sing, but O great Christ, our cries to thee from tortured souls arise. We smile, but O the clay is vile beneath our feet and long the mile. But let the world dream otherwise while we wear the mask.
Invitation to Love by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. nights are bright with stars, or come when the moon is mellow. Come when the sun, his golden bars, drops on the hayfield yellow. Come in the twilight, soft and gray. Come in the night, or come in the day. Come, O love, whene'er you may, and you are welcome. Welcome. You are sweet. O love, dear love, you are soft as the nesting dove. Come to my heart and bring it to rest as the bird flies home to its welcome nest. Come, when my heart is full of grief or when my heart is merry. Come with the falling of the leaf or with the reddening cherry. Come, when the year's first blossom blows. Come when the summer gleams and glows. Come with the winter's drifting snows, and you are welcome.
Seen my lady home last night? Jump back, honey, jump back. Held her hand and squeeze it tight. Jump back, honey, jump back. Seen a light gleam from her eyes and a smile go flitting by. Ooh, jump back, honey, jump back. Heard the wind blow through the pine. Jump back, honey, jump back. Mockingbirds was singing fine. Jump back, honey, jump back. And my heart was beating so when I reached my lady's door that I couldn't bear to go. Ooh, jump back, honey, jump back. Put my arm around her waist. Jump back, honey, jump back. Raise her lips and took a taste. Jump back, honey, jump back. Love me, honey, love me true. Love me well as I love you. And she answered, course I do. Jump back, honey, jump back. Paul Lawrence Dunbar.
First, I'm going to turn my mic up so you can hear this. I'm going to turn the rest of your senses up so you can taste, see, smell, and feel this. I'm going to give you a proposition and tell you what the deal is, add the sums up, and then give you what the bill is. I'm going to put my praying hands up so the Lord can heal it. And if this was a love letter, I would kiss it and seal it. See, I'm wondering why the world is so political yet hypocritical to our thoughts. Powerful people having misfortunes in their fortunes, taking bribes and getting caught. See, I'm sorry that I'm not your African-American stereotype. I'm sorry if I don't fit your ethics or what you think's wrong or what you think's right. I'm sorry that I exceeded your expectations. I'm sorry you don't see my success as my humiliation. I'm sorry I'm not that black male who's in jail in the streets raising hell. I'm sorry I don't go with the flow, but I only go with what I know. And what I know, there are some things that I don't know, and the things that I don't know, then I might just need to know. And do you know who I am? I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm none other than a son born to a God-fearing mother. Who else? Being somebody else is bad for your health. Some say the side effects may lead to your death. Now look at me. No, I'm not a rapper, but with the words, I am a disaster. And as you can see, I got the poetry flowing to me, and of the words, I am the master. See, daddy got me mad. Daddy left with a coward. He never bothered to be a father. He didn't want to deal with the hassle. Only chasing honeys and losing money was what he was about. That the next door neighbor and my auntie's sons were actually my brothers, I had no doubt. See, mama was alone and on her own. She raised 5 kids. Until this day, I appreciate everything that she does and everything that she did. See, I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. But there was many times when I had nothing. Nothing. I did without. I remember the nights when it was too cold to sleep and no food to eat. My stomach hurt so bad I couldn't talk, could barely walk. There were many days when mama saved her food from work for us to eat. And I would be like, mama, mama. And she would be like, hush, son, just eat, don't speak. And every time she cried was for every hard time that we had, as mama faced the challenges of being both mom and both dad. We went through many situations. I went to school and went through all kinds of humiliation. But in history, I learned of Harriet Tubman's missions and Dr. King's dreams and visions that are now reality. And yet, though we still face brutalities or catastrophes, I would not be added as another fatality or casualty. In English, I was always reading words that I never knew had two meanings, like effect and effect. See, I'm not the product, but I'm the effect of my environment that affected my desires and so many other young black men to do more than they think we can. In math, I learned to subtract the luxuries while adding adversities until we got into statistics. And science wasn't so bad until we got into the physics, like what can go wrong, will go wrong. Murphy's Law. But one of the best things that ever happened to me was for me to be in a play but no need to applaud because, see, I played the role of a sheep. And the teacher said that role fit me so well because the only thing I did in class was sleep. But she did not understand what I went through at home. She always threatened to call my mama, but she did not understand that we had no phone. But I'm going to stop going on and on about what's wrong and what's not right. See, I just refuse to choose misery as the company that I keep. And though the weather is not a pleasure, it would not define the mood of me. I just want to be successful and not so stressful. Nevertheless, I would do my best because as I look to the future and not my past, I know my problems will not last.
Yeah, man, I'ma take you back to 1987, when the graffiti on the wall was 187. You understand? He was there where many parents didn't bother, so I wrote this poem for my father. He had me playing baseball, two-time Compton Dodger, Dodger gunfire and fastballs in the batter's box. The Cincinnati Red logo was on my head, with the number on the jersey made me feel worthy, a first-place trophy. At this record season as a coach, he barely brag or boast. I disrespect the umpire or the other coach. Man, I love my pops. Pussy for change. In many gang-infested parks, we need to change. But Compton Crips and Power Rules made the rules. He tried to keep us in tune. My pops. Prime time of the crack epidemic. Everything was strange. Brothers in the park were thugged out with cold stares. And 5.0s, dope boys in wheelchairs. Red, blue bandanas and gears like Ric Flair. Mothers wasn't there, daddy wasn't there. Community togetherness was rare. Behind the dugout, thugs would shout to distract the enemy-affiliated parks. Yeah, the marks. Community parks created substations to fight the power of crack nation, to control the madness of free basin. But nothing would stop my pops. The strength in his voice was like a Glock. Man, I love my pops. He was 30 with a blue old mobile home, tuned up with sounds that drove many at-risk youth home, safely away from gunfire. God put the power in our coach, not the umpire. As we travel hood to hood, proud of the team we stood. Going hood to hood, remain focused, uplifting the hopeless. Encouraging words from a man who recently was on the cell block, filled with riders and Southsiders. The power was in his mind, not the block. A lot of skills learned from my pop. At third base, he would yell, hang in there, watch him. He was wearing the same uniform, eye on the pitcher. Third eye, inspiration spiritually, immunity making all us richer. Nothing but love from the bleachers. Every soul looking for excuses to cause ruckus. Angry kids near home plate yelling gang signs. In the batter's box focus, I would hold down mines. Many home runs we won. Home run, who's that? That's Jinx Oldest Son. Very thankful for my father. He was there when many didn't bother. Becoming my friend's role model as a father. He put me in line, he snatched my collar. Raised me right, made me a scholar. Be honest, man. Never risk your life for a dollar. Cadillac coupes and candy apple red Impalas. To a blue mobile home across the center divide. Rolling through the fruit trees, Palmer's front and down back to the west siders. Getting respect from all the riders. The blue mobile home, dropping that roof, that's home. Traveling the neighborhood, picking up many players to many parts of the city. All from the heart, never received a penny. Many men, street soldiers with envy. Made changes for his family. Family sacrifices for show his manly. When men didn't care, crack cocaine was out, had everybody unprepared. When the youth showed he was scared, he was rare. He taught angry kids to get focused and friendly. Put the signs down, boy, and get ready. Standing at home plate, hitting the ball through the infield that showed faith, dictation, reflection, and strength. Hardcore but very motivational, he made us sensational. In a place where gang-affiliated kids didn't care about the hood for 3 hours. All the crack dealers who had the power, he showed us power. Black and brown on the same team. Blood and Crips rival side by side, ready to win. Ready to pull, ready to make their own name for his number on the braces on his back. The labels and the numbers. The cheers, the views, the laughs, the winning. Kids that will travel outside the city from Violent City to play baseball. Over the microphone, our name they call. On the big stage, represent Compton as the city champs. The microphone in our hood parks. We play as good as we could. Holding bats made out of metal and wood. He found a way to channel life after prison rage. Many roads for young men helped to pave. Opportunities, time, commitment, structure. A challenge, a chance, belief. championship composure. Focus on your name, forget them busters. Free awareness, dictation, achieving, believing, responsibility, trust, brotherhood, and humility. As city's champs together we stood, rivals became mates. Lord, they found another way. That peace and love was making matter. When the infield starts to chatter, all to discourage the batter, swing, batter, batter. With the speed of light records we shattered. Two-time city champs. No donations, no salary, no food stamps. All he had is all lamp. To win his friends, have a bond that grows by 10. In a place where back fathers didn't matter. On the baseball field, he gave lost to his will. Mind and body corporations. Thoughts that we incorporated to chill. Before ADD, he showed hopper kids how to be still. Black's homeboy chill. After every game, there was a meal. On what was fake and what was real. Plus chips, sandwiches, punch. We was all served after the game like free lunch. With help from his queen who believed in his dream. From the family mobile home. For hungry youth searching for truth. Instructions what he gave us. Champions is what he made us. Be focused, pay attention, respect your neighbors. Everything is not about paper. Work hard now, things will get better later. Glad it can be things of hard work and pain. Keep your head up, man. Was his favorite phrase on the day when the bleachers were packed with cheerleading families and the field official read about an umpire giving instructions to the son and many riders. Infield ready for the chatters out of batter. The other team chattering, mimicking hip hop ballads. Swing, batter, batter. On the field, games and crack didn't matter. Whose pockets were fatter? Just who was the best batter? Or who can play the change that sparked the cheers and the chatter? Lost kids understand the energy and matter. And the love is what matters. A soldier in the infield. 1987. That was back in 1987 when I was a youngster. Dodging bullets. And everything, man. 10 years old, trying to get my mind right, my body right, but them niggas trying to take me out. You know what I'm saying? As a youngster, walking through the hood with fuckers get dropped like Suge, and Pac in the have-nots, so the freestyle is fuck wild. With DB up in here, with these beats, you know what I'm saying? We do it, make hits every time. We stay on mind, on top of this game. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte, and I appreciate y'all tuning in. And that was a piece by my boy, Jinx the Poet, right there. Again, as always, man, I appreciate y'all coming through and making the Mike Nice here on Mike Nice. And the phone lines are open. Feel free to make the Mike Nice yourself by calling in. That call-in number is 646-668-8072. And you will be in the host queue to make the mic nice. And as always, man, we want to give you something with Black history. And today in Black history, in 1872, a poet by the name of Paul Lawrence Dornbar, born in Dayton, Ohio. Mr. Paul Lawrence Dornbar is one of the most popular African-American poets of all time. His dialect, poems, and humor in his words were often underappreciated due to the English standards, which were set at this time. His book was finally given attention in the Book of American Negro Poetry in 1921 by James Weldon Johnson. Among his numerous collections of poems are Oak and Ivory, Majors and Minors, his birth in 1872. And his death in 1906. Wow. Just 34 years old, gave him enough time to give an impact upon the poetic world and an impression of true art of poetry. And that right there today, we remember Paul Lawrence Dunbar. And I also have some pieces by him as well that I want to play also. And hey, check them out right here.
Seen my lady home last night. Jump back, honey. Jump back. Held her hand and squeeze it tight. Jump back, honey. Jump back. Seen a light gleam from her eyes and a smile go flitting by. Woo! Jump back, honey. Jump back. Heard the wind blow through the pine. Jump back, honey. Jump back. Mockingbirds was singing fine. Jump back, honey. Jump back. And my heart was beating so when I reached my lady's door that I couldn't bear to go. Woo! Jump back, honey. Jump back. Put my arm around her waist. Jump back, honey. jump back. Raise her lips and took a taste. Uh-oh. Jump back, honey. Jump back. Love me, honey. Love me true. Love me well as I love you. And she answered, course I do. Jump back, honey. Jump back. Paul Lawrence Dunbar.
And that was a song by Paul Lawrence Dunbar called A Negro Love. Jump back, honey. Jump back, honey. Check out this piece right here called Invitation to Love.
Invitation to Love by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Come when the nights are bright with stars. Or come when the moon is mellow. Come when the sun, his golden bars, drops on the hayfield yellow. Come in the twilight, soft and gray. Come in the night, or come in the day. Come, O love, whene'er you may, and you are welcome. Welcome. You are sweet. O love, dear love, you are soft as the nesting dove. Come to my heart and bring it to rest as the bird flies home to its welcome nest. Come, when my heart is full of grief or when my heart is merry. Come with the falling of the leaf or with the reddening cherry. Come when the year's first blossom blows. Come when the summer gleams and glows. Come with the winter's drifting snows, and you are welcome.
And there right there was Invitation to Love by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Have one more piece by him entitled We Wear Mask.
We Wear the Mask by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. We wear the mask that grins and lies. It hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. This debt that we pay to human guile, with torn and bleeding hearts, we smile and mouth with myriad subtleties. Why should the world be overwise? And counting all our tears and sighs? Nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask. We sing, but O great Christ, our cries to thee from tortured souls arise. We smile, but O the clay is vile beneath our feet and long the mile. But let the world dream otherwise while we wear the mask.
And that right there was that piece by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. And that was our Today in Black History fact. And if you're just tuning in, man, you haven't missed much, if anything, man. You're just on time. And again, you can come through and make the mic nice as well. That call-in number is 646-668-8072. And we're also live streaming here on Periscope only today. So come check us out that way as well. You know, last week I was talking about, you know, being responsible and how, you know, being accountable too as well. You know, a lot of times we say we're going to do stuff and we say, oh, we'll do it. We're going to do it Friday. Then Friday comes and we don't do it. We'll do it the next day and we still don't get it done. So, you know, I was just trying to motivate you all to just do it. Just do it like Nike. Just do it. You know, don't say, hey, I'm going to set a date. Just do it. If it happens to be on the date that you said you were going to do it, hey, that's all right. So be it. But just motivate yourself to just get stuff done. And I kind of wanted to take my own advice as well last week. And so, you know, I had been saying that I was going to start eating better and trying to, you know, lose some weight to be more healthy and feel better and that sort of thing. And so I did it. I did it. And it's also because of you as well, you as listeners, who those of you who, you know, messaged me on Facebook and said, hey, are you really going to do this? Are you really going to start this week? And so, you know, there was a accountability in that, and I really do appreciate that. But I started this low-carb diet, which is also called ketosis as well. And ketosis is also known as a low-carb diet, low-carb, high-fat diet. And during this process, which can take 2 to 7 days, depending on how your body is, and in the extreme cases, it can take up to 5 to 6 weeks. And so when I first initially heard that, I'm like, man, you know, I love sugar, that sort of thing. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, you know. And, you know, I'm saying this because I really want us to be healthy here on Mike Nice as well. I want us to you know, to be healthy so we can do the things that we want to do, that we aspire to do. And the only way we can do those things is if we're healthy. And, you know, I just thought that it was going to be difficult. But to make a long story short, man, I lost 7 pounds in 4 days. And to me, that was like a wow factor because, you know, I'm one of those people, I want to see the results. But not only do I see the results, I'm feeling the results. I have been filled with more energy throughout the day. I'm not tired and sluggish, that sort of thing. I can get out the bed in the morning. You know, those are the things that I can tell that haven't been happening. And initially, I wasn't even doing it right. The first four days, I wasn't doing it step by step like I had heard to do it or I researched to do it, because I was still kind of having some sugar in my system. And this ketosis process is supposed to be taking all the sugar out of your body by not giving it any in order for this ketosis process to start. And then during the process, it eats your fat instead of eating sugar. And so that's how you end up losing weight. And I'm telling you, that motivated me there to see the difference and to feel the difference. And initially, after that, this weekend, Sunday night, I kind of indulged in some sweets there, as well as some fruit, which, you know, is natural sugar, but it doesn't want you to have any sugar at all. But hey, it worked out in my favor, and I want y'all to be on this journey with me as well as I continue this, at least for this week. I was so motivated, I said, hey, I'm going to keep it this week. But, you know, next week, that's not going to happen, because 4th of July, come on, man. Who wants to be on a diet? Not only who wants to be on a diet, but who can be on a diet on the 4th of July, man? I mean, like, for real, all the good food, man, there's no way that I can be on a diet next week. So I'm definitely going to do it throughout this week to, you know, just help it motivate me and push me. And then I go on vacation next week as well. And so I know I'm not going to do it then either. But when I come back from vacation, man, I'm going to hit this thing hard, because, again, I know that it's working. I see the results. And, you know, that's what matters. That's what counts. And so if you have any information, if you want to know what I'm doing, this whole process, you want to join it with me, you want somebody to hold you accountable, I'll have someone to hold me even more accountable, that sort of thing, then make sure that you message me on any of my social media platforms. Just look up Lyrical Forte, or you can email me as well at lyricalforte@live.com, and I will definitely send you some information your way as well, as far as the things that I know about it, because I'm still learning stuff. But it really hasn't been really bad, because I'm still able to eat certain stuff, man. I'm still able to, you know, to kind of indulge in some things that maybe some people may not consider healthy. But I've never been a salad person, y'all. And I've never been a salad person. I actually made my first salad this weekend. Can you believe that? And it was actually good. And I actually had one yesterday too, believe it or not. I bought my first salad, as a matter of fact. So, you know, I just, you know, if you are looking for something to help motivate you, that sort of thing, you know, this may be the thing for you. And if you just want more information on it, just definitely let me know, and I'll send it your way, you know. And I'm trying to get not into the the whole thing of weighing myself every day, because, you know, I've already heard that it can, you know, it's going to fluctuate this, you know, during this time, because your body is trying to get used to certain things happening that usually don't happen. So I'm not trying to get in that mode of, you know, weighing myself every day to see, hey, what's going on this day. But it's really motivating when you see that change is occurring. But again, make sure you hit me up if you want more information about that. I just thought that I would share with y'all that. And hey, if you got some things going on that you have held yourself accountable for and been monitoring, whether it's cleaning up that room or cleaning up that storage room that you have, whatever the case may be, and you want to share it, hey, feel free to do so as well. But as always, man, it's so great to have you here on Mike Nights. And we still have plenty of time in the show. We still have about 40 minutes left in the show. So if you would like to make the Mike Nights, definitely feel free to do so. And hey, you're listening to Mike Nights.
You're listening to Mike Nights, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nights, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
With them Angelina Jolie lips to lick my torso and got me looking like a wet chocolate. Look at my biceps. They're kind of puny.
They're kind of chunky.
But I've been working on them. We can be models. I could take off my shirt mad sexy.
I can stare at a camera intensely for 37 seconds straight and not blink.
I can bathe in baby oil.
I can run on the beach in slow motion.
I could catwalk down a runway in zebra panties.
I can't do that. Having a slow metabolism ruins everything. All my friends will be in tank tops and I'll be in a hoodie. I'm good at zipping up my insecurities, thinking I can sweat them out.
I'm trying to get this beach body.
I'm too skinny. I guzzle junk food like my mouth's a garbage chute, but my intestines are allergic to trans fat. I want to be a flexing horse leg,
galloping beach sand into a red carpet.
Customized for me. To shrug the shoreside like a centaur on a conveyor belt.
I'm trying to get this beach body,
but there are salvation in snack closets on licked plates of seconds at the bottom of a pint of ice cream.
I use Haagen-Dazs as a morphine cylinder.
Because she said my arms weren't strong enough to carry her. I think I'm weak. I think I'm fat.
I think I'm ugly. The beach is no place for a whale like me. For a minivan with its tank on E, I want to be Baywatch bearable, broken bottle cut. Have you seen my muscles and my scars?
You smell that?
That's macho moisture.
My hour-long workout routine consists of
5 minutes of push-ups on my bedroom floor, a denial mirror repelling my lanky limbs,
5 minutes of keeping my chin high over the bar of self-doubt,
10 minutes placing 100 pounds of failure on my chest so it becomes the elephant in the room,
10 minutes of jogging with ghosts, chuckling at my chunky thighs, and I'll smile, knowing I'll soon be able to fit into my old butt pants,
30 minutes thinking sweat is a masculinity cloak, and I'm weary from trying to work out my rational fears, drown them in a puddle of perspiration, shove the imperfections I should be proud of underwater. My gap-toothed smile.
My frizzy hair.
My funny-shaped head.
The extra weight that kept me grounded.
The missing pounds that make me a kite flailing freely through the wind, not bound by muscle. So, yes, I'm trying to get this beach body that
Channing Tatum,
David Beckham,
Al Cool J,
beach body.
But we're tired
and exhausted
from trying to be something we're not.
Exodus 3 and 14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. That is what you say to the children of Israel. I am has sent me to you. John 18:6. As Yeshua said, I am he. They all drew back and fell to the ground. There is power in the proclamation of your identity. Your gift, your talent is a part of that. No one can take that from you. So don't sit idle losing who you are because someone else refuses to recognize it. When they try to label you to be less than, look them dead in the eye and say that I am.
I am poetry. And this is more than just a hobby. Verbally, I lobby for the rights with the same fist that salutes the fight. My right hand write what's right, like freedom is not free speech that man outlined on Capitol Hill when God was the first to give us free will. But still, we believe in the same institutional compositions that took prayer out of the school systems, that made worship in the workplace a form and insubordination. All I'm saying is that I'm one of God's gifts, but words like this is why the world labeled me a mischief like Moses. I got a purpose. The stage is sacred like a pulpit. I take my soapbox like a fetish, become psychotic to transform your ignorance. My performance is not an act, but a testimony of my acts and facts. It still remains that the revolution will not be televised. The truth will not be on YouTube, and I'm not some radical fool looking for attention. My poetry is what makes me a legend, like I mentioned. There's no death when I have the resurrection. My words are verbal blessings, much more than just a movement. For me, it's much more like a mission. Scribe divine messages that's hidden in your conscience that allow you to make conscious decisions. So this is a lesson for your salvation. So if you can't understand my English, you can say it with an accent. Like I said, I add tags to hashtags, and I wasn't asked to be a poet, but God tagged the ashes on my forehead of a prophet, an activist and artist with many talents. I'm from a spiritual lineage balanced by the Alpha and Omega, better defined as a destined creation from the Creator. So I will forever be hung on a cross as my lips speak directions from my boss. I carry on a gospel to the lost, to the crippled, waiting for miracles. Spirit welcomes you because this entrance is beautiful.
I am born of the labor pains of struggle. I'm that barking dog you can't quill with the muzzle. For I cry for those who can't cry and shed tears of hope. I yearn to be a voice of reason when you reach the end of your rope. I am one who speaks life with his tongues. I seek to encourage the masses with the last breath drawn from my lungs. I inhale doubt and exhale prosperity. Hold firm my ground, speak with boldness and clarity. I am the authenticity stolen from pride. Out to fulfill the destiny shown when I was spared the choice of suicide. I am the tears birthed from hard times given life. The glitch in the matrix you thought you saw twice. But I am a one-time, one-of-a-kind life anomaly. There is no other me, or this God gave me the monopoly. I am who I am, my gifts from the inner essence. I am my poetry, and I speak hope into your presence.
I have to warn you, it is addictive. It will seduce your palate rather quickly. Feel me? Sabor. That's what I bring to the table, a blend of international flavors to wake up your senses en inglés y en español. Es melao, a complete body experience, no translation needed, because even if you don't understand me, I guarantee you will feel it. dancing through my veins, my pores crying out sweat, begging to stay connected, elated, infected, and it's not even a disease. It's called corazón abierto, the ability to transmit sentimiento all within my speech. Es un don, a real gift from Papa Dios, a heartbeat trapped, set free by the echo of a drum. In a conga song, you caress the rim and you strike again. Better yet, you thump and feel the screams from your palms turn into a beat. You thump your feet and live. Tukutum pa pa pa, tukutum pa, tukutum pa pa pa, tukutum pa. Feel the rhythm, speak, teach, preach, beseech, knock you off your feet while you get lost in it. Ah, sabor. That's what I bring to the table. Latina flavor served to you as spoken word.
And that was that piece by Terrell Mercer, and I'm not for sure who the Latino young lady was. I need to really find that out because she really made the mic nice with that piece. And that first piece, man, I'm with y'all. Hey, I'm trying to get that beach body too. And, you know, we're talking about health today, and not only do we want to do it for various reasons, I mean, not just the things that we want to do, but friends, family, that sort of thing. We want to live longer, you know, and it's so important that we pay attention to what's going on. I know there's a lot of, you know, news out there that isn't real, but there's a lot of stuff that is real. And man, this stuff about this healthcare is real, man. And we really need to pay attention and really get out there and utilize our voice, not only when it comes time to vote, but we need to utilize our voice even while these different people are in office. So make sure that you find out who your representative is, and also find out their office number and you know, find out the issues that concern you, and find out, you know, who your representatives are, and see what their take is on it. And hey, call them up, leave messages, get out here, and we have to do more, not just when it comes down to voting, but throughout the process, and hold these people accountable. We're talking about holding ourselves accountable and the things that we do, but we also have a voice, and we have to hold these other people accountable as well who are out here who are supposed to represent us. So be mindful of that, man, and just pay attention to the things that's going on. But check this piece out by Daniel Beattie called Knock Knock, and then I'll play a piece by Malcolm Jamal Warner.
As a boy, I shared a game with my father. Played it every morning till I was 3. He would knock on my door, and I'd pretend to be asleep till he got right next to the bed. Then I would get up and jump into his arms. Good morning, Papa. And my Papa, he would tell me that he loved me. We shared a game, knock, knock, until that day when the knock never came. And my mama takes me on a ride past cornfields on this never-ending highway till we reach a place of high, rusty gates. A confused little boy, I enter the building carried in my mama's arms. Knock, knock. We reach a room of windows and brown faces. Behind one of the windows sits my father. I jump out of my mama's arms and run joyously towards my papa's, only to be confronted by this window. I knock, knock, trying to break through the glass, trying to get to my father. I knock, knock as my mama pulls me away before my papa even says a word. And for years, he has never said a word. And so 25 years later, I write these words for the little boy in me who still awaits his papa's knock. Papa, come home, because I miss you. Miss you waking me up in the morning and telling me you love me. Papa, come home, because there's things I don't know, and I thought maybe you could teach me how to shave, how to dribble a ball, how to talk to a lady, how to walk like a man. Papa, come home, because I decided a while back I want to be just like you, but I'm forgetting who you are. And 25 years later, a little boy cries, and so I write these words and try to heal and try to father myself, and I dream up a father who says the words my father did not, dear son. I'm sorry I never came home.
For every lesson I fail to teach, hear these words. Shave in one direction with strong, deliberate strokes to avoid irritation. Dribble the page with the brilliance of your ballpoint pen. Walk like a god, and your goddess will come to you. No longer will I be there to knock on your door, so you must learn to knock for yourself. Knock, knock down doors of racism and poverty that I could not. Knock, knock on doors of opportunity for the lost brilliance of the black men who crowd these cells. Knock, knock with diligence for the sake of your children. Knock, knock for me, for as long as you are free, these prison gates cannot contain my spirit. The best of me still lives in you. Knock, knock with the knowledge that you are my son, but you are not my choices. Yes, we are our father's sons and daughters, but we are not their choices. For despite their absences, we are still here, still alive, still breathing, with the power to change this world, one little boy and girl at a time. Knock, knock, who's there? We are.
Wow, powerful piece right there, man. And hey, this past weekend, the BET Awards was on, and I got to catch bits and pieces of it. Call in and tell me what you thought about it. The host, the performances, the awards that were given. Call me and let me know.
Please welcome Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Sweat pours down my face as I continue to run at a pace that's got my heart pumping and veins popping, damn near ready to drop this struggle to stay in the game, only stopping to catch my breath for a sec. Oh, it's insane the way I train, bench pressing hypotheses and philosophies on how to play out this game called life. I squat and do lunges with pressures that weigh a ton on my shoulders, and the older I get, the bolder are my fantasies of how I can win at this. But sometimes I watch my self-esteem slowly steam out past my lips upon exhalation. And since I have yet to be drafted by any of these top religious teams, I replenish my own soul with meditations of honor and praise for the Most High and plenty of thanks for the blessings bestowed. But I try hard to abstain and refrain from this feeling of being owed some type of explanation. God, why give me a mind to choose only to have me compete in this game called life when it's clearly designed for me to lose? I'm almost resigned to accepting that maybe life is simply sudden death in overtime. You ever ponder how at the end of this game called life, there's absolutely nothing you could have done about the outcome? Through conniption fits of frustration, I have screamed at the top of my lungs for reason to believe, for reason to continue to achieve, for reason to conceive of new goals when my frame of mind receives new blows of insecurity and self-doubt. It's wicked. It's almost like I'm addicted to the rush of winning the game, even though the end result is the same for all who get in. Whether you're part of a religious team or you just can't seem to fit in, at the end of this game called life, you die. It's like you can never really win. The most you can do is come close. And that consolation prize is growing old and watching all your friends lose right before your very eyes. But when you train to win, when you train to win, when you train to win, the main thing your brain retains is how to sustain that feeling of accomplishment. Too stubborn to face defeat, I gain a new perspective on the game, where the object is to be the best that I can be, to always choose honesty even when no one else is looking, to bookend my life between a self-love and a passion that outlasts any seemingly rational thoughts of, I'm going to die anyway, so what's the difference? No, it's the difference between simply getting by and giving it all you've got every shot you get. There is no rest for the weary, so I run, I lift weights, I train to strengthen my weariness threshold. See, it's only 25% physical. It's really about the 25% mental, the 25% spiritual, the 25% emotional that I need to make sure that I can endure this obstacle course the game of life lays before me. It's like a never-ending boot camp. And when my face is damp from all the blood, sweat, and tears from training all these years, and after I faced each and every one of my fears like a true champ, then and only then will I begin to know that I'm not only living life, I am competing in the game that I have trained myself to win.
And that was that piece by Malcolm Jamal Warner. We're going to go to the phone lines, and we have, as always, a great, great poet to come through and share nothing but the truth, the serum of truth as well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. I'm so glad that you can come through.
Absolutely. I try to make it if I can.
Gotcha. So tell us what's going on. What you have got going on lately?
As of right now, the first thing I got coming up is first Saturday, my buddy Poetic Flow Rider got an open mic jumping. It's going to be on Tuscaloosa Avenue, Gaston, Alabama. And y'all should come out. We got a lot of different acts lined up for that. And then I have the Stoplight at the Night Show, Club Empire, July 7th. And that's with Laugh-A-Thon Entertainment. You can check them out on Facebook and several other media things like Instagram and Twitter. Pound late. Y'all definitely need to come out. It's a few days before my birthday. We're going to turn up.
Whoop, 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 whoop. That's what's up, man. And it's so great that they're showing you a lot of love down there and really know your talent and you're able to utilize it. So that's definitely what's up.
Absolutely. They got a great platform going just like you, and they are always looking for singers, comedians, you know, anybody with an act. It's a grown type of feel. It's not that young scene. I'm not saying it's not for the young people, but it's not that young club scene that everybody used to, you know.
Right.
This is laid back and, you know, it's worth the money and everybody always puts in 110%. So I love it. I like working with them.
That's what's up. We need some feel good places, some places where we can just vibe and chill out, that sort of thing. So that's what's up.
Right, right.
And I know you're going to come through and blaze the mic, right?
Right, I am. Sometimes I have questions. Sometimes I'm just sitting there and multiple questions are running through my mind and I answer myself. That might be crazy, but I actually end up answering my questions, and this piece is called Q&A. What's the problem with the truth? What's the reason they prefer treason over loyalty? 100 dig a ditch for you and want what's best for you? Agenda. Of the smile to the face with a knife in the back, you trying to be more than what I think of you, and we can't have that. What's the deal with you grinding and dreaming, but the homie smiles, really hate it, and say congratulations, and you haven't even seen it? What's the point of being family and friends if every time you holler love or like, you really don't mean it? What's the cause behind the farce? Teddy, Betty, and Freddie consciously cutting you off at the knee? What's the bottom line of your end game when you're trying to lie to me? Because I can save your face from cracking on the ground if you approach truthfully. It's really insulting because you acting like all of my lights ain't coming on, like I can't hear or see. Or do the math because 1 + 1 = 2 and not 3. If you're going to be a liar, be a good one. At least keep up with the story. Can read and write so them old lies just bore me. If you're going to waste my time with a lie, could you at least try to entertain me? I'll give you 2 points for effort, yet still reading lame to me. I love the theatrics of it all. Whiff of a new piece to me. Why do they even try? I can't lie. Some folks only know how to subtract, can't add, and refuse to multiply.
Mm-hmm.
That's my Q&A for the day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, as always, we can definitely rely on you to come through and definitely shut it down. Wow. That's all right.
Thank you for having me. And look, about that Black History, if you come out this first Saturday, you know I'm going to be dropping them bombs out there.
Awesome. That's what's up. Definitely. And do you have any, speaking of Black History, do you have any productions that you're getting ready to do in general?
It's going to be February before I can pull it off, but I have written the Black History Review year 2. We had to skip a year, but, you know, I'm always writing, so
awesome.
Be looking for the call.
Awesome. Cool deal. Thank you so much, and definitely if you are in the area of Gaston, Alabama, definitely come out Saturday and check the Serum of Truth out. What time will you be going on?
I'm trying to be on by 4:30, you know, once the sun done moved down a little bit.
Got you. right. Definitely.
And
thank
you for
doing
such a wonderful job and keeping this platform open, because I smell a third book, even though my second book ain't out yet, but I smell. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Well, thank you, and appreciate the support and motivation, and just, you know, continue to do you. Definitely continue to spread truth, because we really need that. In a time where a lot of things are so fake and people are fake, we definitely need somebody to come through and speak nothing but the truth.
Absolutely, and you do the same. Thanks.
Thank you. And that right there was the Serum of Truth. Make sure y'all check her out, man. She's an entrepreneur in her own right, man. She has so many things going on, and we definitely want to support her as well, like she supports us. So definitely, if you're in the area, make sure you come through and check her out on Tuscaloosa Avenue at Carver this weekend. We're going to keep things going, man. We still have the lines open. We still have about maybe 15 minutes left to end the show. And if you would like to make the mic nice as well, you have the opportunity to do so. Just call in 646-668-8072. Check out this piece by Lauryn Hill.
It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the misery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity. Oh, and it all falls down. Telling you all, it all falls down. Children, eat your bread, little children. Eat your bread. Handle the truth in a courtroom alive. Purges the jurors, witnesses, spies, crooked lawyers, false indictments, publicized, it's entertainment, the arraignments, the subpoenas, high-profile gladiators in bloodthirsty arenas. Enter the dragon, black robe, crooked balance. Souls bought and sold and paroled for 30 talents. Court reporter, catch the circus on the paper. File it in the system, not acknowledged by the maker. Swearing by the Bible, blatantly blasphemous. Publicly perpetrating that in God we trust. Cross-examined by a master manipulator, the faster, intimidator, receiving the judge's favor, deceiving sabers, doing injury to their neighbors, for status, gratis, apparatus, and legal waivers. See the bailiff, representing security, holding the word of God, soliciting perjury, the prosecution, political prostitution, the more money you pay, the further away solution, legal actors, Babylon's benefactors, masquerading as the agency for the client. Hypocritical giants, morally non-compliant, orally armed to do bodily harm, polluted, recruited, and suited judicial charm, and the defense isn't making any sense, faking the confidence of escaping the consequence, that a defendant is dependent on the system, totally void of judgment, purposely made to twist them, emotional victim, blackmailed by the henchmen, framed by intentions, inventions whereby they lynch men. Into the false witness, slandering the accused, planting the seed, openly showing he's being used. discredit, edit, headed for the alleged, smearing the individual, fearing the unsuspected, expert witness, the paid authority, made a priority to deceive the majority of disinterested peers, dodging duty for years, hating the process, waiting to return to their careers. Do we expect a system made for the elect to possibly judge correct, properly serve and protect, materially corrupt, spiritually amok, oblivious to the cause, prosperously bankrupt, blindly to the blind, guilty never defined, filthy a swine, a generation pure in its own mind? Legal extortion, blown out of proportion, in vain deceit, the truth is obsolete. Only two positions, victimizer or victim, both end up in destruction, trusting this crooked system. Mafia with diplomas, keeping us in a coma, trying to own a piece of the American corona. The revolving door, insanity every floor, skyscraping, paper chasing, what are we working for? Empty traditions, reaching social positions, teaching ambition to support the family superstition. When the son of perdition is commander-in-chief, the standard is feet. Brethren, can we candidly speak? Woe to the men, trusting in the chariot stem, leaning on horses, they run their intellectual sources. Counterfeit wisdom, creating the illusion of freedom, confusion consumes them. Every word they speak is internal to them, outwardly white. Internally, they act in the light, them trapped in the night, and bondage to the cane of the night. Under the curse, evil men waxing more worse, facts than the first. Angelic being cast to the earth, it's time for rebirth. Burning up the branch and the root, the empty pursuits of every tree bearing the wrong fruit. Turn him to ill, let him who stole no longer steal. Oh Israel, surrender for Jehovah is real. How long will you sleep, troubled by the thoughts that you keep, the idols you heap, causing the destruction you reap? Judgment has come, find it and return to the one. Abandon the flesh, self-interest, broadway to death, pride and the greed, hiding, subdividing the seed. The knowledge of good and evil is what caused us to lie, caused us to die. Let your emotions be crucified, renounce all your thoughts, repent and let your mind be retaught. You'll find what you sought was based on a deception you bought, a perception of naught where the majority remains caught. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity.
Time ago, we were talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations, and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're going to play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they're feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They're feeling real independent, but they're just pulling contracts with a man. Five and five will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue. But if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally cornered your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that down. Because we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them to leave the old folks alone. And we know who's ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
My biggest secret, and he told me he smiled at me and said, that makes me love you more. And then he made me laugh, and I knew it was a sign that he was a man that I wanted in my life. And with every passing day, I feel more and more that way. He heals me, he knows the real me, and he accepts me. He never hurts.
Man, I appreciate y'all tuning in for another great Thursday here on Mike Nice. Thanks to all those who called in. Thank you, Serum of Truth, for coming through and blazing the mic as you always do, spitting nothing but truth. But as always, I want to leave you with something. Never, never be afraid to do what's right, especially if being of a person or animal is at stake. Society's punishment are small compared to the wounds we inflict on our soul when we look the other way. The initiative is doing the right thing without being told. Doing the right thing because you love someone sucks sometimes. Man, it does. It really does sometimes. But hey, if it's the right thing, sometimes you have to do it. And sometimes it's better to lose and to do the right thing than to win and do the wrong thing. And hey, let somebody know this week, don't count you out. Thank you, and we'll see you on the radio.
Left alone, but never forgotten, misunderstood. But my future is just starting. God is molding me and shaping me. He's building me and making me. A king is being formed right in front of your eyes. So don't count me out.
If you don't see what he sees, you think there'll be glory. He's resting on me. I'm his choice. After his time, the unveiling is done. But my future is just starting. God is molding me and making me. He's building me and shaping me. A king is being born right in front of your eyes. So don't count me out. When you don't see what he sees, can't tell, but his glory is resting on me.